This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
So the South African Society of Psychiatrists, SASOP Limpopo, has intensified efforts to combat the province's rising drug and alcohol abuse crisis, which continue to threaten the well-being of individuals, families and communities. And today we are talking to the South African Society of Psychiatrists, Limpopo, Sir Dr. Wisani Makomisani, who's joining us on the line. Doc, good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you doing this morning?
Morning. How are you, Mpo?
Good. Thank you so much for talking to us. Now, how has the drug problem evolved in South Africa? And let's focus on Limpopo over the past years. Where are we sitting? How are things looking? Is it worse? Is it better?
Yes. No, thank you so much. When we're on radio, we usually like to give good news. But unfortunately, when it comes to drugs, we do not have good news. It is getting worse. Not only is more people using substances, but they started at an earlier age. There was a run this year where we were talking about vaping, for example. And what has been difficult for most schools is that higher primary schools, and that's usually grade 4 to grade 7, are dealing with children using vapes. And, you know, it's difficult when a school now has to start testing for substances, and these are grade 4 to grade 7. So, unfortunately, it does not look good. It is more and more of our children are using substances and at an earlier age.
You know, back in the day, there were a number of shows on TV and there were other awareness campaigns to combat drug use. Is awareness dying down, especially when it comes to drug use and its effects? I mean, from what you've said right now, it seems like we've made this a norm. It's normalized as opposed to there being an educational drive or awareness campaign against it.
Actually not. Maybe on TV, but remember campaigns and awareness, they follow the market. Now, our young people hardly watch TV. If we actually follow, we realize that now on radio, it is more on radio than on TV. For example, this show. So what we've noticed is that radio has now taken it up with the campaigns, and mostly because our children don't watch TV, they maybe more on social media and they listen to radio. So the campaigns are not really going down, and we appreciate shows like this where we are able to talk to the youth and talk to their parents so they can be more alert that the substances are there. And we would like to win this battle, but it is becoming a difficult battle to take on.
Where we are right now, you know, in this era, in 2025, is there like a common age generally where you find kids will start using drugs, like just on a general level? Do we have like an age group or something along those lines?
Yes, it's actually more of the what gets used when. So, for example, now because of vaping, you know, the move from the old school tobacco to vaping with this, flavors that are added to vaping, it somehow has given the youth the idea that this is not smoking and this is harmless. So now we notice that the 10-year-olds and the 11-year-olds in higher primary school, that will be a grade 5, are now using vaping. And the problem with that is that a vape is nicotine. So if I'm to give an example, if you look at a cigarette, it probably has like a 1 or 2 milligram nicotine. If you had to look at a 5% vape, it probably has 50 milligrams nicotine. So it's almost like you're smoking 20 cigarettes at a go with the amount of nicotine that you take in. And why is that a problem, Paul? It's because nicotine is a stimulant. Cocaine is a stimulant. Crystal meth is a stimulant. It's a stimulant. It might not be as bad. But when you take nicotine, a stimulant, and you put it in an immature brain, and we say a brain would mature at the age of 25, 26. So anyone younger than 25, 26 has an immature brain. And when you teach your brain that it only functions when there is nicotine, you now prepare or you brace your brain to only survive on substances. So that is what tends to happen in the higher primary. By the time they go to high school, and that is like grade 8, grade 9, we notice that that is where cannabis comes in, as it will be called weed. And this is usually comes at a time when there's a lot of pressure, whether it's school pressure, whether it's sports pressure, but generally there's pressure in that age group. And now the unfortunate thing is that at the beginning, cannabis or weed, as it's called, sort of makes someone feel as if they are calm, which feels like a good thing at the beginning, but the more weed they use, in the long run, it actually starts to make them more anxious. So what we notice in Paul is that back in the day, children will be able to come and say, you know, I have this problem, doctor, I'm struggling with anxiety, I can't cope. Now, because of the vape and the weed, they actually think they are coping. So we are also actually missing mental health presentations at the right age. By the time they come to us, it's almost like the chicken and egg. We don't know whether the mental health came first or the substances came first. And as they progress higher, by the time we exit high school, we now have been exposed to CAD and crystal meth in the west of but CAD, which our youth believe CAD is not cocaine. They believe it's like a, you know, like a younger brother of cocaine, but it is cocaine. It does the same thing to the brain. So by the time they go to university, or at least age where they should go to university, the brain has been exposed to so much and it cannot function without.
Yeah. Doc, we're out of time, but I'm just going to ask, you know, there are parents who have really young kids. Maybe they've started with the vaping and whatever. How can they get help? Very briefly, is there any way they can get help?
Nearest social worker, nearest psychologist, nearest hospital. I think it's a good place to start, because we need to say, outside of the substance, was there something there before the person used the substance? Because if we only send to rehab without clearing mental health, they come back and use. So let's start in our hospitals, local clinics, our doctors, our GPs. We make sure that there is nothing else, and then we're able to refer to rehab for the social workers.
Doc, thank you so much. That's Dr. Wisani Makomisani from the South African Society of Psychiatrists in Limpopo.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.